The cuckoo is one of the heralds of spring, and like the skylark, nightingale and swallow, the muse of erstwhile poets and songwriters. The cuckoo tends to be later in arrival than the swallow and nightingale. Despite this, each year, the Times quotes the testimony of several people that have claimed to have heard the first cuckoo in February. Our senses are deceivers, but there can be few people, even those never venturing far from the city, that would not recognise the call of the cuckoo. Their wandering voice, carrying across the countryside, is the all-too-brief sound of the shimmering heat of early summer, plaintive but strangely comforting. Most would have also heard their habit of laying eggs in other birds' nests, known as brood parasitism. The female cuckoo can lay a single egg in up to 20 different nests. An individual female will have a favoured species, commonly either reed warbler, meadow pipit, or dunnock, the egg coloration matching that of its chosen host. This evolutionary device to shirk parental responsibility is no lazy way out. Unlike most bird species, it is the female that holds and defends territory, ideally large enough to contain adequate foster nests. The male spends little time here in the UK, returning on its journey to Africa as soon as it can, with the female following in July. This is not before she has worked hard to discover and observe potential nests. Watching from a suitable vantage point, she will scrutinise the movements and activities of possible hosts and, at an appropriate moment, swoop in and remove an egg. She will then lay her own, all within a few seconds. Despite the cuckoo egg being slightly larger, it usually hatches first. The young naked cuckoo will instinctively arch its back and, with a Herculean struggle, forcibly eject the other eggs or hatchlings from the nest. Alone, it is fed constantly by its foster parents, quickly growing to several times the size of its dedicated but unfortunate surrogates. However, the reason the cuckoo is inclined to lay so many eggs is because the deception is often discovered, with an astute host's quickly removing or puncturing the impostor's egg. Those not familiar with the appearance of the cuckoo are often surprised. It is larger than expected and a bluish-grey colour with black tail and wingtips. The young are similarly marked, but a rufous brown colour, very like a female sparrowhawk. This camouflage possibly affords them protection from attack by insightful future victims. Their odd behaviour and distinctive call have embedded the cuckoo into our culture and folklore. In the UK, we have witnessed a sad decline in cuckoo numbers, with its distinctive call becoming less common in our wider countryside. However, the reed beds of the Norfolk Broads remain a stronghold. Fewer meadow pipits and other host birds, coupled to habitat loss, pesticides and less overgrown areas, has reduced the numbers of its favoured food, large hairy caterpillars. Cuckoos often end up a bycatch of illegal mist netting in southern Europe and North Africa, and their journey across long migration routes is becoming increasingly perilous, shrinking habitats in their wintering grounds and more frequent African droughts due to climate change are placing further pressures on their precarious survival. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust works hard to manage our reserves for all Norfolk's wildlife, including the cuckoo. This icon of summer needs our help. So as the great bard advised, why not consider the cuckoo and join with us in its protection?